It's 29 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And Jim, would you like to introduce the next guest? It's so busy here, isn't it?
It's really happening. I'm really delighted to have a very, very close friend of yours and mine, Bev Jordan, in the studio with us. And what an incredible person Bev is. And I'm not looking down that way because she always tells me to be quiet, but I don't really care about that. I mean, I'd like to give credit where it's due. And Bev just gave me the Hills to Hawkesbury Community News, which she's a fantastic contributor to that. And on the front page is someone that we interviewed last week.
Ah, yes, the Super T.
The Super T, and what a great story that was, which leads us into our very good friend Bev. I mean, if I read out all the things that Bev's involved in, there'll be no time for the interview. So let's go straight into it. But Bev is a journalist, president of Norwest Sunrise Rotary, Hills Relay for Life, captain, organising committee, the who's who of the hills and surrounding areas. And I mean that with greater sincerity, the same as you know how both of us feel with regards to the contribution. Hills Relay for Life, Bev, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity. Really appreciate it. So Hills Relay for Life, as with COVID and many things, it has changed. So last year we were an online production, and that was good. It got the name out there, but there's nothing better than seeing people face to face and getting involved, as you know. And so this year's event, instead of being a 24-hour relay, is actually a 5-hour relay. So all your favourite things will be there. I don't know what's your favourite part of relay.
I was wondering, how do you fit like 24 hours into 5 hours? It must be a bit of a challenge.
It is a bit of a challenge. So we are having, everybody has to be ticketed. So people who are members of a team, like get registered as a team. And then once you're registered, you can apply for a free ticket to the event because of COVID restrictions. And what we're having is I suppose it's relay light. It's all condensed. So we'll have an opening ceremony. It's our 20th birthday, so there has to be a birthday cake to look at, not to share, unfortunately. There will be lots of on-stage entertainment. One of the highlights of relay is always that candlelight ceremony of hope, and that will be a major part of it. And we've been donated by two companies, Dazzle Effects Fireworks and Karen Dangola, Di Jones Real Estate, have actually gifted us a firework display to celebrate our 20th birthday. So that will be at the end of the event, which is at 8 p.m.
I must say happy birthday, happy 20th for Hills Relay for Life. Before we go further and before I choose my favourite bit, can we revisit what it's all about?
So the Relay for Life and the Cancer Council got together 20 years ago, and the aim of Relay for Life is to celebrate, remember and fight back is the sort of tagline. And it's really to celebrate the victories that have been made in research and everything else, to remember those that we have lost, but to fight back and say, you know, we are prepared to make a difference. We are going to fundraise because cancer research has made such inroads. Like there are so many differences in the cancer treatment rates and everything else because of research. And we can't have researchers spending part of their valuable research time searching for funding. So the Cancer Council actually funds millions of dollars each year to important research programs, and we're part of that.
Bev, as I said, you're an incredible person, and you've had 20 years of influencing people's lives, right? And it's really important. The candles of hope, you know, that to me, that's a crescendo. I love the start of it because there are going to be people there and people who aren't, for reasons that I think we all know. But those candles of hope, can you reflect and tell our listeners what are some of the most memorable times during that for you?
Oh, it's a very emotional time. Yeah. It's the time on the track where the most people gather, because usually it's a 24-hour event, so you've got groups of people coming and going all the time. But at the candlelight ceremony of hope, that's when everybody comes. They write messages to people on their hope bags. We have a lighted light, flickering little mock candle that goes in there, and they're put up on a stand under a hope sign. This year will be slightly different because of all the COVID restrictions, but as you say, it's a time where we stand in silence for a minute and remember those that have passed. And it's interesting you say that is one of the most emotive times, but one of my favourite parts of Relay is the survivors and carers walk, which is always the first lap, because to me that shows that we have been making inroads and that cancer research does make a difference. And one of the young men that is now walking, I think he's year 10 at Rouse Hill High, he first walked that track and partly walked it and partly in his mother's arms as a 15-month-old baby. And he's still walking, and last year he had his head shaved, you know. So to me, that reflects that there is change happening and we can make a difference, and that's really important. I think I'm not a medical expert, but I know that a lot of the advances in childhood cancers and the treatment rates and the recovery rates from childhood cancers are so high now, like 90% plus, because of cancer research.
That is indeed true. And we've had people talk about cancer and cancer research here. My good friend Professor Roger Riddell from the Children's Medical Research Institute, and what they're doing there as far as personalised treatments for cancers and discovering is just mind-blowing with their ProCan project. Now, Bev, to support research, what is the goal this year for Hills Relay for Life?
I knew you'd ask me that, and I've forgotten what our fundraising goal is. But
I have it here in front of me.
Oh, thank you.
And hopefully this is just Hills Relay for Life and not the whole you correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe it's 230,000. Would that be correct?
Oh, is it? Oh, I've...
Or is that for the whole Relay for Life overall?
I feel really embarrassed. You've asked me a question I do not know the answer to, Darren.
Well, online this is, so offline might be more. So just consider that this is online. But this morning it was for $37,607.26. That's online already, even before the event, which is fantastic.
And that doesn't include the sponsors that have sponsored us, which is fantastic. So we've got, our purple sponsors have been with us for years and years and years. So, Castle Towers, Castle Hill RSL. If it wasn't for Hillshire Council, because it was Cathy Aird at Hillshire Council when she was a councillor that actually was approached by the Cancer Council and said, yes, I want to make this happen. And the Hills Relay for Life was actually one of the first relay events in Australia, and it's one of the longest running relay events in Australia. So to get to 20 years is quite a feat. And talking about feet, that's a lot of walking and a lot of steps that, you know, local communities have done, and they have raised so much money, like millions of dollars, for cancer research, but also support programs that work in this area, and that's really important.
And that is fantastic. And talking about feet, we also talk about forefeet in the Hills Relay for Life, and there's special pet segments, I understand. Is that happening again this year?
No, sadly, because we've had to shrink. I know, because we've had to shrink to 5 hours. There are a lot of things that we can't do because we're all volunteers. So we have to do all the COVID plans. We have to get the track ready. We have to get the area ready. We have to do everything. And because the situation is so fluid with COVID and everything else, we've taken the attitude there has to be an event. We will make it the best event we can, and there will be walking the track and everything else. We've got schools involved again. The schools are fantastic, and we've actually got Corenza De Leon, who I think you all know from Hills Rotaract. She's got the most fabulous long dark hair, 83 centimetres of it all.
Is it coming off?
She's shaving her hair.
Oh, wow. So Karenza is actually a trainee presenter here at Alive 90.5
well,
as well.
Talk to her about it. She's actually shaving her hair and has a team in there, and which I think is incredibly brave. Like, I've shaved my hair, but I don't particularly like my hair, and, you know, I'm not young. But when you're young and you're 23 and your hair is your glorious
signature.
It's her signature. Yeah. She is just amazing. And she's prepared to shave it off, and I think that is quite incredible. And we've had a lot of people that have come and done that. We've had young 9-year-olds who've shaved their heads, including, you know, a young girl who's done it twice. And there's really, you know, there's a lot of brave people out there, and they're doing it because other people don't have a choice. They don't have a choice to shave their hair or not. They do it because they're undergoing treatment. And I think there's so much courage involved.
Bev, it's an incredible story. It's an incredible journey. It's going to be a great birthday party. And hopefully we can get there, Darren, to the birthday party and celebrate with you a momentous occasion. We're going to go to a little break.
I have a special song.
Your special song.
Yes,
tell us
I
about it.
I pulled out Candles of Hope by Stephen Melzack. And he wrote it especially for the Relay for Life around the world.
Alive 90.5.
There's a time to stand up. There's a time to recall. There's a time to remember. There's a time for us all. Now that time has arrived, there's a challenge to face. Join in together, everyone has their place. See the candles of hope, how the flames burn so bright. As the memories grow strong, turn the darkness to light. Let the candles of hope keep the spirit alive. In this relay for life, it's a time to reflect, it's a time to move on. It's a time for each other. It's a time to be strong. Don't let time pass you by. There's no time to delay. Fighting together in our own special way. See the candle.
It's 14 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
As usual, it's always great to have great people in the studio, and we have another wonderful person, Bev Jordan, journalist, president of Norwest Sunrise Rotary, Hills Relay for Life, and today we're talking about Hills Relay for Life and how people can get involved. Darren, over to you.
I think the most important thing is, well, Bev, when is it? Because it's coming up quite rapidly now.
And I know, and I suddenly realised I didn't tell you.
No, well, I'm asking.
Silly. It's Saturday, May the 15th. The gates open at about 2:30, but the event will actually start at 3 p.m. with the opening ceremony and go through to 8 p.m.
Yeah, you're saying that for people to get there, they need to be ticketed, and the best way to do that is actually to register online.
So you have to register on the Hills Relay for Life website. Join a team. If you either create a team, join a team, or we actually have an open team called Join the Club.
Join the Club.
So yeah. If you haven't actually got a team, you can actually search for that team and join that one, which is nice. And we're asking people to fundraise. We've actually got Relay My Way happening the whole of May, and that's a whole group of events that you can either do by yourself or with a group of friends or with your team members. And that's little tasks like, you know, wear your Relay shirt to events. Like I always get a big tick for that one.
I love the purple and yellow, just describing it there for all our listeners out there. Yes.
Yeah. And it's about, you know, a whole series of tasks. And we'd love people to come to the event, because obviously Relay is about people. It's about making that connection. It's about survivorship, but also community. And so if people register for a team, please also register for a ticket to our event and come along on the day, because there will be so much going on, and then the fireworks at the end will be a great conclusion.
And I know there's another thing I always get involved with, because I like doing it, is the wrapping for Mother's Day.
Wrapping for Mother's Day. Yeah. So we'll be at Castle Towers from the Tuesday before Mother's Day, and every Castle Towers donate paper, and the most beautiful paper and ribbon. And so if children are buying presents for their mums or dads, get your act together, go and get something for your wives, please, and partners and your mums. And if you're getting something, get it wrapped by us, our team of volunteers. And every gold coin donation goes 100% goes to the Cancer Council.
And if you want an engineer to wrap your present very precisely, come on Tuesday, Thursday or Friday afternoon, I think I'm there. But I'm just reaching out to Jim across the table now. I'm going to drag him in after Spotlight on Wednesday that week, and we're going to go each wrap a present each just for Hills Relay for Life.
I always do what my producer says, and co-presenter and friend. So it looks like I'm with you.
Everything's
so
live here. It just happens.
Well, that's so right. Yeah. We'll be there, Bev. Bev, let's just rewind back a bit. Listeners, please get behind this. Beautiful day, 2 o'clock start, great cause. Go for a walk for a couple of hours. Instead of buying some copies, donate that money to a most worthy cause that has longevity. It's 20 years in the making and continues to try and solve these insidious problems of cancer for so many families. Darren, we really need to get people to get behind it.
We sure do. It's very important, and 20th year of Hills Relay for Life, but it needs to go on for another 20 years.
Absolutely.
One of the things I like about our event and also our relay is that, like, our committee is a reflection of the people that get involved in relay. Like, we have grandparents on our committee, but we also have uni students and a schoolgirl. So it is a big mix of people that are involved in Relay for Life, and that's on the track and behind the scenes trying to get it all going. And I think to go to a community event, and I know that you feel this too, Darren, to go to a community event and to see the amount of people from the community that are all walking for a reason. And Cancer Council funds all cancers. It's not just one particular type of cancer. You mentioned Professor Roger Riddell. We have given money from Relay. Money from Relay has actually gone towards funding his research, and we're really proud of that. Funds from Relay have gone to bowel cancer research. It's gone to helping with pancreatic support, patients with pancreatic cancer, breast cancer research, but how to make radiation treatments more kinder to patients and things like that. So things that the range of research programs that are supported by the Cancer Council are huge. And people in the Hills, when you take those steps, every step is making a difference. Every dollar is making a difference. So if you can get involved, that's so, so important.
Please, everyone, get involved. It's on Saturday the 15th of May, Hills Relay for Life, from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., a shorter event due to COVID. But you can get involved. Search Hills Relay for Life, join the club if you've got no other team to join, or start your own team. Relay My Way up until then. And
yes.
What else, Bev?
Or Fume. I was going to say Team Jordan is always there.
Oh, of course,
they can
Team
join,
Jordan.
They can join Tick. Team Jordan.
Most definitely, most definitely. Now, another thing that I've heard has been dropped to the shorter time span is ABBA Hour.
I know.
You're so disappointed, aren't you? We weren't going to talk about that, Darren. That's a very, very delicate situation.
I know. SOS.
SOS.
SOS. So every year we have a silent disco, which is really popular because, as I said, we get a lot of schools involved and they love that. They love that event. And my friend Robin and I do ABBA Hour, usually at 2 o'clock in the morning. And, yes, yeah, so obviously the silent disco is not happening this year, but so much else is. So please get involved. And, yeah, we would love to see you there.
Well, Bev, on behalf of Spotlight, 90.5, Darren and myself, thank you so much for what you do individually. Thank you to all the people who come with you on the journey. The story is compelling, and we wish you all the very best on the 15th of May, and we'll do the best we can to ensure that we try and get a couple of people there to make a little bit of a difference. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Big thank you, Jim, and a big thank you, Darren, for having us on.
And just for you, Bev, here's ABBA.
Can I guess? An ABBA song?
Yeah. Which one?
Queen?
Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
Let's have it. Spotlight, Live 9.5.
Let's dance, guys.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it. Okay.
Alive 90.5.
Be the one.